Proverbs chapter 4, let's begin to read in verse 1. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only blood, in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Talking about wisdom and understanding is what he's talking about in verse 6. Verse 7, he said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Heavenly Father, help us now. I want to tell you that we love you tonight. Thank you for saving us and forgiving us of our sins. And Lord, thank you for Jesus who loved us enough to come and die for us so that we could get saved. I pray that you would help us while we preach tonight. Help us and touch us and anoint us afresh. For there's nothing that we can do in ourselves, Lord. And we certainly need your help tonight. And Lord, we just pray that you just anoint us from heaven. Now, if there's somebody here lost, save them. Somebody has a need. Meet that need tonight, I pray. And we'll tell you again that we love you. And thank you for Jesus loving us. Save that sinner's news for these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You'll be seated tonight. In these few verses that Solomon wrote right here, we find that he is encouraging his children and that to know the commandments of the Lord and to get wisdom and to get understanding. Now, twice in these seven verses that he wrote, he tells them to get wisdom and get understanding. In verse 5, he said, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 7, he said, wisdom is the principal thing. Now, we understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We also understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So when you begin to fear Him and listen to Him, then you begin to gain wisdom and that understanding from Him. Now, wisdom is the right use or exercise and that of knowledge. Understanding is comprehending or apprehending knowledge itself. And I think we can understand that tonight, if you let me say that. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs chapter 1, as a matter of fact, that's what this whole whole book is about. If you'll go back to chapter 1 and look in verse 1, he said, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. And so the Lord, He wants us to have wisdom and understanding tonight. Over and over and over again in the book of Proverbs, He said to get wisdom and understanding. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than choice silver? Proverbs 19 said, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. If you look in Proverbs 23, he said, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And if there's anybody in the scripture that understood wisdom and knew about it, it was Solomon. I tell the Lord sometimes, I say, Lord, I'm just like Solomon in the fact that if Solomon could not and that be the king over Israel without God's help, there's no way that I can pastor this church and that without God's help. Amen? He said, I'm just like a little child. He said, I don't know how to go out and I don't know how to come in and you're going to have to help me. Amen? Hey, listen, when you want help from God, you can find it. Amen? If you want it tonight. So he says for us to get wisdom and to get understanding. Now, he's not talking about the wisdom of this world. As a matter of fact, if you'll take your Bible tonight quickly and go look in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, how the wisdom of this world is nothing on God. Amen? As a matter of fact, I think we'll see that the wisdom of this world in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is foolishness and that unto God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 20. The Bible said, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Hath God not made the wisdom of this world foolishness? Amen. He has. Listen, in comparison to Him. Look at verse 21. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, that it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness, watch this right here, of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Listen, the foolishness of God, if there was such a thing, and Paul's talking right here, and he said the foolishness of God is what? He said that it is wiser than that of the wisdom of this world. So you can imagine if we get and that the wisdom of God in our life tonight. Now let me say this before I move on to the message, that when the prophecy spoke, and that of the Lord Jesus Christ in Isaiah, said, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. And so the Lord had the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Can I tell you that Solomon was the wisest until Jesus came? And when Jesus came, listen, he was the wisest and still is. Amen? Today, so we thank God for that. But I want to preach tonight on getting wisdom and getting understanding. Now, if I could give you some tonight, and especially to younger folk tonight, give you maybe a little wisdom, a little godly wisdom tonight out of the Scripture, is first of all, and this is just a little outline here tonight, first of all, is never to envy the wicked. I want you to look in the latter part of the text Scripture right here. Look what he says in chapter 4 of the book of Proverbs. Look in verse 14. He says, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Believe it or not, I've got that underlined in my Bible in the margin out there. That's just like some church members.
Amen.
Amen. And Proverbs 6 said, yea, there's six things that God hates. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. And that seventh one was he that soweth discord among the brethren.
That's right.
Amen. So he said right here, talking about the wicked, said in their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as a shining light and shineth more and more unto a perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. And then he said, my son, attend my word to my words, and incline thine ear unto my saying. So tonight, can I say that first of all, and get wisdom and get understanding, is do not be envious of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 23. Now listen to me now. You know what that word envy means? You know what that word means? It means to be discontent with yourself at the sight of others in their superior excellence, reputation, or their happiness. You ever envied what somebody had? Envied their family, envied their possessions, envied their job. In other words, you felt bad because of what they had. Now tonight, if I could give you a little wisdom and a little understanding, is don't envy the wicked. They may have what looks good. And they may look like that they've got all the wealth in the world tonight. But the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 23 to let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. What is the fear of the Lord the beginning of? Why, it's the beginning of wisdom, ain't it, tonight? Y'all will catch on to this here in just a second, okay? Listen to me tonight. Don't ever envy the wicked. How many times have we watched TV or been around folk and boy, we say, boy, I wish I had what they got or what they have. Hey, but friend, but you don't know the heartaches that they may have and the trouble that they went through to be where that they're at. Whether they wanted what they've got or not, they've got it. But no telling what they went through to get there. I'm going to tell you, I would just, the Bible talks about just having a little. Amen. The Bible talks about just having a little instead of having a lot. Let me see if I can find that right here. It says at one point it talks about a little is better than a lot with trouble. Amen. I'd rather just have a little and be content as to have a lot and have trouble come with it. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Man, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you now. We've never had a lot. There's been days that we've had more than others. But we've never had a lot. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've had a pretty happy life so far. Amen. If you want a little wisdom tonight, don't be envious of sinners. He wrote that in the same chapter as he was writing to his kids to get wisdom and to get understanding. Can I tell you, the Bible said in the book of Proverbs 31, he said, envy now not the oppressor and choose none of his ways. Now, if we look at that word envy as it is to be discontent in the sight of what others have, listen, do you realize that envy is a sign of spiritual immaturity?
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 3. The whole church of Corinth was spiritually immature, wasn't it?
That's right. Amen.
Now, bless folks' heart when they named their local assembly Corinth Baptist Church. I wouldn't do that for nothing.
Amen.
Knowing what the church went through in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, I wouldn't do that for nothing, knowing that they were carnal and they wanted it their way, and they were conceited in their way of serving God. Paul put it like this. He said, for you're yet carnal, for whereas there is among you, and the very first thing he told in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 3, he said, for there is among you envy. That's the very first thing that he declared against them. He said, there's envying against you. They did not have a lot of spiritual wisdom, did they? If you're envying the wicked tonight and the world, you don't have a lot of spiritual wisdom about you and a lot of spiritual understanding, and you're spiritually immature tonight. Now, you can say thank you right there. You're welcome. I can tell some of you are excited about this message already. Amen. Listen, the Bible said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So Paul said, look, he said, if we're going to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, but don't be desirous of vainglory, don't provoke one another, and don't envy one another. And so we find that if you're going to have spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. I know we look at the world and we say that, boy, they got everything out there, and here we are struggling. Here we are just trying to get by as God's people and doing what God wants us to do. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. The psalmist David said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed of begging bread. Amen. I've yet to see a faithful tithing church member have to go beg bread. Amen. 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 If they're a faithful tithing church member, then the church ought to be handling that. Say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. Ought to be taking care of that thing. Amen. That's the responsibility of the church. But listen tonight, spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding comes and that with spiritual growth. You won't have it in spiritual immaturity. Take your Bible and look in Hebrews chapter 5. I'm getting as a matter of fact, I didn't even plan for this, but look in Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. But look in Hebrews chapter 5. Look in verse 12. Hebrews 5 and 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers. You know, one of the reasons that I've got that young adult Sunday school class down there, and I'm teaching them on how to study their Bible, and we're probably going to teach them on how to pray and all those things and go through that. You know why? Because there's coming a day that you Sunday school teachers now are going to quit what you're doing. Whether you get old or whether you just want to quit or whatever, and there's got to be somebody there that's got to step back in to your place. There's got to be somebody that steps into my place one day along the way. I was listening to a preacher this morning. He said, you don't resign until you count to 100. I ain't even counted to one yet, so that's okay. I don't plan on leaving, but you never know what God's got in store. Amen. But you know why I'm teaching them? I'm trying to get them ready. They're going to have some spiritual maturity. They're going to have some spiritual wisdom and some spiritual understanding. He said, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now let me say this, that when you're a young Christian and you're a new convert in Christ, it's okay to be unskilled in the word of God.
Amen.
Do you know that? It's okay. You're a babe.
Amen.
But you know, for when the time that you ought to be a teacher and one that ought to know the oracles and that of God, the word of God, that friend, it's not okay to be a babe. You ought to have some spiritual maturity, some spiritual wisdom, some spiritual understanding about you. Verse 14, for strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You exercise or you use discernment and that by the word of God, by the wisdom of the word of God and the understanding of the word of God to discern what is good and evil. You've got to have some spiritual wisdom and some spiritual understanding. But never envy the wicked. We look at what they've got and we look at what they're going through. The superstars of this world. I want you to think about this. The superstars, whether they're country stars or rock stars or sports stars or movie stars, I want you to think about what they've given up. And what they're living in to be right there. The wealthy people of this world. I went and I done a little study on Howard Hughes, and some of y'all will remember Howard. He was at one time, I believe, the richest man, at least in the United States, if not in the world. And by the time that man died, he was closed up in a little old room by himself. Had OCD so bad, and I mean, they said they wouldn't cut his fingernails except once a year, and bathe maybe once a year. And this man at one time was the richest man in the United States. Proverbs 23 said, wilt thou set thine eyes upon what which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. You may want to be rich and you may get rich, but I'm going to tell you it has a tendency to disappear sometimes.
Amen.
It does. It'll get away from us. It just flies away. What are you talking about? Let me ask you something. If you got struck down by cancer, would you not spend every dime and every dollar that you had to try to get well? It'll get away from you. I'm going to be honest with you. I know folks right now that probably ought to have a big bank account. Listen to me, young people. But because of their children, who they've had to take care of, and who they've had to bail out of jail and pay court costs and all kinds of other things, they've mortgaged their house again just to make all that happen. That's a way to get away from you if you ain't careful. Bible said in Proverbs 27, I'm talking about having spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. He said in Proverbs 27, for riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation? It will not. The thing about it is to have the Lord. If you want spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding, is to know to have the Lord, and then it'll all be okay. Don't matter what happens. It'll be all right. Bible said in Psalms 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't envy the wicked tonight. You want another piece of spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding tonight? You can't please everybody. You ought to pastor a Baptist church sometime. I mean, look around. For most part, 99.9% of the time, we get along real good. Are we okay tonight?
Amen.
Okay. Be like Brother Ralph here. Are we all right? Beginning to wonder here. Amen. Am I doing all right, Hunter?
Yeah.
Amen. All right. I preached that. What was I preaching? I can't remember. On being faithful, wasn't it? Brother Jeremiah and Hunter comes out there and says, where is everybody after church was over with? And you said everybody's gone because of what he preached. And he said, I like it. Amen. I figured I'd get amen out of Hunter for sure. Amen. Where was I? You can't please everybody. You know, some spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding tonight, determined to please God, and it don't matter. Amen. Grow in Him and determined to please Him, and that's all that matters. The Apostle Paul put it like this: for this cause we also, since the day that we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. Watch this right here. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy in the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. He said, look, the first thing that I want you to do is to be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You can't please everybody, but you sure enough can please God.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Do you know that that's the most important person you need to please tonight? Because if I'm right with God, if I'm right with God and you're pleasing God, then it ought to please me. Amen? Your job should not be to please the preacher. Amen. Hey, listen tonight. Your job is not to please the preacher. It's not to please the Sunday school teacher. Listen, it is to please God tonight in our walk and in the life that we have tonight. Amen. There's your spiritual wisdom and your spiritual understanding tonight. Solomon wanted his children to understand that. He said, get wisdom and get understanding. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Determine to please God. Decide to be a Christian. Be Christ-like. You know, you make a decision to be a Christian. I mean, you get saved and you're a believer, but listen, that word Christian means to be Christ-like. Amen. Hey, I believe it was in the book of Acts over there when it's talking about that they were at Antioch, and the Bible said that the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. What did they say? The disciples. Those who had been saved and those who are following Christ, those are the ones that they called Christians.
That's right.
You will hear me refer to saved people sometimes as just believers. Because some people are just believers, but they sure don't have a Christian life. Got to be Christ-like. Listen, you can't please everybody, but you can please God and you can live a Christian life. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. We're to do what He done. We're to follow Him. Now a lot of people, they want to follow part of Him, but not all of Him.
Right.
You know, the Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 9, and is it verse 23, He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, a lot of people want to follow Christ, but they don't want to deny their self, and they sure don't want to take up their cross daily. Listen, when Christ in Luke chapter 9 made that statement, do you realize He had not been to Calvary yet? But listen, those men sitting around there, they knew what it meant to be bearing a cross. They'd watched Rome kill dozens and hundreds of people up there on Golgotha's Hill. They had seen that, and they knew that He was talking about a sacrificial life. You want wisdom and understanding? Learn how to have a sacrificial life. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. You want some wisdom and understanding tonight? You can't please me. You may not be able to please me. You may not be able to please Nick or Mitchell or anybody in here tonight, but you can please God. I had a friend of mine, and he is a dear friend of mine. And he said, I forget what we were talking about, but he said, we'll put more on you than what the Bible says sometimes. And I believe, I hope he said that jokingly. But I said, that's the problem with God as independent Baptist. We get pharisaical and legalistic on a lot of things sometimes, and we'll have more on people than what the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, it's just, we get to be a mess, amen, sometimes, by what we think God wants.
Come on, boy.
Listen tonight, if you want some spiritual wisdom and understanding, you have to understand that you can't please everybody, but you can please God. Amen. I've got a dear preacher friend of mine, pastors a church, and he's got one gentleman in his church that just, if it don't suit him, here's what he says. He'll say, if you go ahead and do that, then I'm going to leave. Now, in my flesh, I'd show him the door. Amen. I mean, if you want to threaten me and say, if you do this, I'm going to leave, let me get your letter ready, and I'll sign it off, and you can take it with you out the door. Now, that's my flesh talking. And that may be what happens before it's over with, amen, if that was to happen. But I'm hoping that I would have a little bit of spiritual maturity and a little bit of wisdom and understanding. I'd realize that that gentleman is immature himself. I mean, if you're going to make that statement, preacher, if I don't get my way, then I'm going to leave, you're immature. Oh, you're like a child. I mean, I'm going to pitch a fit if I don't get what I want. That brings me to the third part, but let me deal with this lesson here real quick on here. Let me say this, that listen, if you're going to have some spiritual maturity and wisdom and understanding, then don't quit. Endure hardness as a good soldier. But listen, if you're going to be immature and those things, and let me say this, number three, then you're living by your feelings. But if you're going to have wisdom and understanding, you're not going to live by your feelings. If you're going to have wisdom and maturity about you and understanding, you can't live by your feelings. I mean, too many people put their feelings on their sleeve and they get hurt. I'm going to tell you tonight, listen, let me say this. Feelings come and go. You need to live by your head and by your heart that God has got and not by your feelings tonight. The head is where the Word of God is stored at. You realize that's the first place it goes, ain't it? Goes in your eyes, goes to your head. Now your head gets into your heart. Right? Am I not right? Where does the devil start with you at? He don't start in your heart. He starts in your mind. Why do you think the Apostle Paul said, bringing every thought into captivity? When we think wrong, we've got to get a hold of that thing and bring it under captivity at night to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's you another sign of maturity and wisdom and understanding. To know enough that you're thinking wrong. Amen? You know how conceited you have to be to think that you're thinking right all the time? You're conceited. You know what the old saying is? You're a cripple too high for crutches, friend. I mean, I'm just being honest. If you really believe that every thought that runs through your mind is right all the time, there's no help for you.
Amen.
You need some understanding and some wisdom that comes out of that scripture. Well, this thing ain't going nothing like I thought it was going to. Amen. As a matter of fact, I didn't have an idea of how it's going to go. But don't live by your feelings. Let your head and your heart, and listen, when I say your heart, I'm talking about your heart that is guided by God and His Word that does have maturity in it and wisdom and understanding. Make your decisions, not your body tonight and your feelings. Psalms 119, David said, this thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. As I study him for this, I come across a quote that said, your body is a good servant, but a horrible master. It is. Why? Why is that? When you live by feelings, you do what you want to do to satisfy your feelings. You do what makes you feel good. And if that is to tell somebody off, there's the door. Don't let it hit you on the backside. I'd feel pretty good about that if somebody said, well, if I don't get my way. I'd feel pretty good about that. And like I say, it may come to that, but I hope that I would have enough wisdom and understanding to maybe not say it that way. You know what? You know what spiritual immaturity, the lack of wisdom and understanding will do? And because you're living by your feelings, is that you will not forgive somebody.
You don't know. You're still holding a grudge on them just so that you can feel bad. I think some people are not happy unless they're living miserable.
Amen.
That's an oxymoron, ain't it, tonight? Amen. I've seen them folk. If they ain't living miserable, they ain't happy. If they ain't got something to complain about, they're not happy. And so we live by our feelings. So he tells us in the scripture, he said, get wisdom and get understanding. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Don't live by your feelings. Live by the word of God. Live with wisdom and understanding. Live in maturity. Not in maturity, but live in maturity. You get easily upset quickly. I mean, can people make you mad fast? You know, most of the time when word comes to me, most people don't say nothing bad to my face. If it is said, it generally comes around about fourth-hand information. And then there ain't no telling what else has been added to it. I remember when I was in the second grade. I'll never forget this. We was in the second grade. And you wouldn't think I'd remember back that far, but I can. And I remember we were in the classroom, and they set us all up in a circle. And the teacher started out with one of us and whispered something into one of the kids' ears, and we whispered it all the way around the circle. There's maybe about 20 or 25 of us. And by the time that it made it to the 25th kid, it didn't even resemble nothing like what the teacher had said. So I take a lot of things. Here's what I'm coming to. I take a lot of things just with a grain of salt and go on. You know why? Because I'm trying to please God and not you. Amen. Don't live by your feelings. You want some wisdom and understanding tonight? Let me give you a piece of wisdom and understanding. Don't live by your feelings tonight. You'll do as you please. You won't forgive. You'll get upset easily. Now listen, you need to get some good common spiritual sense or good spiritual common sense. I want you to look at this scripture, Proverbs chapter 11 tonight. I've been looking at this scripture for the past maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and Lord allowed us to use it tonight, and I may preach on it sometimes, but I want you to look at Proverbs 11 and look in verse 22. Proverbs 11, verse 22, the Bible said, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fire woman which is without discretion. Now, he talks about a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. He said, if you take that piece of gold, that what we would call an earring probably, and snap it in to its nose there, maybe the ring that you could lead the swine about with, he said, as that jewel of gold in a swine's snout. In other words, it don't belong there. That's what he's saying. It's out of place. He said, and so he said, so is a firewoman which is without discretion. You know what that word discretion means? It means prudence or discernment. Now, watch this right here. It means discretion, literally means discernment, which enables a person to judge critically of what is correct and proper. So he talks about that jewel of gold in a swine's snout is like a firewoman without discretion. Somebody that ought to have discretion. A lady that looks like she ought to have discretion that don't have it, that has indiscretion. So we find the same thing in our life sometimes. Can I tell you that you go, if you're here tonight and you're faithful to this church, that you go to a Bible, believe in King James Bible only, fundamental teaching, preaching church, you ought to have some discretion about you.
Amen.
You ought to have some wisdom about you. You ought to have some understanding about you. You ought to have some maturity about you. How do I know that? One, I know what's coming out of this pulpit. I'm giving it to you. If I'm not preaching, I know what these other men are preaching. At least I know what's being taught in the Sunday school classes. I mean, I've sat in on Nick's class. I've sat in on Miss Christie's class. I know, hey, listen, there, you ought to have some discretion about how you live your life tonight. Amen. And so that brings me to the fourth point. If you want some wisdom and understanding tonight, then number four, you need to be careful who you hang around with, because you'll be just like them.
Amen.
Be careful who you run with. The Bible encourages us over and over and over again, or tells us over and over and over again, to be careful about those things. In Proverbs 24, he said, "My son, fear the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change." He said, if somebody's given to change, don't run with them. He said, don't bother with them. Don't go with them. Proverbs 22, he said, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul." You mess with somebody that meddles with change all the time, that's given to change, you know what they'll do? They'll change you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I don't fool with people that's given to change. They're this today and that tomorrow and something else the next day. He said, don't fool with the angry man, because you're going to get a snare to your soul. Proverbs 4 said in the very text chapter, he said, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men." Why are you going to be just like them? 2 Corinthians 6 says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" Why are you going to be just like them? It's a lot easier, I think. You taught them kids this one time, didn't you, Nick? I think you stood in the chair, didn't you? Or had them stand in the chair. Well, somebody stood in the chair. Okay. Somebody stood in the chair. And tried to pull somebody up. Now, which one do you think was easier to do? Pull somebody up into that chair, or let them pull you down off that chair? Well, we know what's easier, don't we? It's easier to pull you off that chair than it is for you to pull somebody up. I mean, you may have good intentions, and the Lord may be gracious and allow things to happen, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be easier for them to pull you down than it is for you to pull them up. You better be careful who you're running with tonight, because they're going to get you in trouble. Listen, you need to be careful, because you're going to become just like them. Oh, preacher, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. There's a lot of people set out to do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. These folk left this church. These folk left this church and get to go somewhere else. I don't know why, but they did. And more than one somebody's. And you know, if you ask them if they're in church now, they're not. Why? Something got them out, didn't it? Something got them out. Something's got folk. Hey, they didn't even have to leave here. These folk that just quit coming. Why? Something pulled them out, didn't it? Something pulled down. Can I tell you that not everybody that comes to this church gets it?
Amen.
Or have they got it? They're just not sold out on it. You got to be sold out on it, friend. You really do. You got to be sold out on it. A lot of times people think that I'm just beating up on you when I say, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness?" I ain't beating up on you. I'm just trying to warn you. Let you get some spiritual wisdom and some spiritual understanding that's not what you need to do. It's going to get you in trouble. I mean, Galatians 6 and 7 is true when he said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For so man sought, that shall he also reap." Those days are coming. And remember this. Only Christ is worth living for. Paul put it like this: "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." You want some spiritual wisdom and some spiritual understanding, live for Christ. You join up with Him. You run with Him, not with the wrong people. Get around some. Hey, listen, I want to be around people. And I'm not judging myself or judging them, but if you'll just listen to me, I want to run with people that's better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll make me a better person. I want to run with preachers that know more than me.
Amen.
And preach better than me. Do better than me. Why? Might learn something.
Right.
Amen. Might learn something. Let's bow our heads tonight across the house if we will. Spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding. Do you have any tonight? Let's get a verse of invitation, men, if we would. Listen, do you have spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding? Can I tell you tonight, I ain't really touched on this, but you know where it comes from? It comes from the Word of God. Listen to me now. Spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding comes from the Word of God. That's how we get it. If you want it tonight, you can have it. But you're going to have to say, Lord, I need some help right here. I need some help. I've got some problems, but Lord, I know that if I read this scripture that you'll help me if I'll obey it. Read it and then heed it. You can get wisdom and understanding from the Lord in our life tonight, in your life. I hope you've grown and got some maturity about you. I do and got some wisdom and understanding. If you need some tonight, you can find some. If you need to come and pray, I want you to come and pray. You can come before they start playing tonight. If you want to, you can come and pray. But listen, God wants to help you tonight. God wants to help you. You'll come to Him tonight. He can help you. If you've never been saved tonight, I want you to come and get saved. If God spoke to your heart, showed you that you're lost. Listen, all this testifying talked about getting saved. Talked about getting saved. Listen, have you been saved tonight? Saved. You need to be saved tonight if you never have. Heavenly Father, would you help during this invitation? Meet needs tonight. I pray that you've done that. And Lord, Lord, I've tried to preach what you give us tonight. And I pray that it's been right. I believe it has. And Lord, I pray some folks got some understanding in the Word of God, hopefully gained some wisdom. And Lord, I pray that they've got some instruction from you. If there's a need here, I pray they'll come and have that need met tonight. And we'll tell you again that we love you and we thank you for all that you've done. Save that sinner's nearest hell tonight and help in this invitation for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.